and Norm Shealy. You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and tonight I have with us Dr. Michael Gott, and we're going to talk about two of his books, Acupressure Potent Points, A Guide to Self-Care for Common Ailments, and Acupressure for Emotional Healing. Both of these books are really good and easy to understand, very well illustrated books, so I encourage you to take a look at them, because he does a really good job. So how are you, Dr. Gott?
I'm excited to share with everybody, and I'm feeling great. Thanks.
Well, before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, how you came to do what you do, and where people can find you?
Okay. I, for the last 40 years, I've been doing acupressure, using the same points as acupuncture, but using your hands instead of needles, so that you can basically treat yourself to releasing stress and tension, relieving pain, and just from A to Z, what to do for common complaints. And what I'd like to do in these next few minutes, in this next hour, is to tell people how they can help themselves, whether you have a headache or you're feeling tired or you have difficulty sleeping, or it's difficult to even take a deep breath. There's acupressure points, same points as acupuncture, that will help you immediately to counteract stress and relieve tension. And that's what my books are about. They're not just about it. It actually show you step by step with illustrations where the point is so that you can get the point, press it on yourself, and just feel better because of it.
So, and where can people find you?
Oh, thank you. They can easily find me by going to acupressure.com. And so that's spelled A-C-U, acu, and the word pressure, P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E.com. So at acupressure.com, you'll see all my books and healing CDs and DVDs and just different self-healing programs that you'll be able to use for yourself at home.
Well, I have to say, I certainly haven't mastered this, but for years I've been wanting to better understand acupuncture. And then I started looking and ran across your book about acupressure, and I thought, you know, that's something that I can do. So I called you, and when I got the books, I was very impressed at how easy they are to understand and how well illustrated they are so that I can do them at home. You did a really good job. Thank you.
Thank you. And when I talked to you the first time to set this up, which was many months ago, I was excited because you have a great heart. Your intention is so fantastic in terms of wanting to uplift people everywhere. And I really got that. That's why you're doing the show. And it makes me even more excited to do this with you.
Thank you. I'm honored that you got that about me. And I have to tell you, you're absolutely right. I care about people. And I have anybody that knows my story, because it's out there, I don't hide it, knows that I have been through a lot in my life. A lot of it self-inflicted, a lot of it not, but I've had a lot of stuff happen in my life, and so it's time for me to give back, because people were always there for me, and God was always there for me, and, you know, somebody took care of me. Somebody or something always took care of me, and this is how I give back. Is to give people hope when they don't have any hope. You know, so many people don't have insurance, and people don't have jobs, and they don't have money, and, you know, if they can do something at home that helps them, it makes me happy. So
well, that's a connection you and I have, is I love to help other people out. And I'll tell you honestly, when I first heard your voice, I was wondering how you're feeling and if how your energy is right now. I mean, it sounds in your voice like, I don't know, like you're a little bit, I don't know. Did you tell, you tell me.
You mean right now?
Yeah, right now.
It's been a tough, couple of weeks.
I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
It's been a tough couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy that just came back from Iraq last summer, and man, he is. I worry every day that I'm going to get that phone call saying that he's not here anymore.
Oh, boy.
You know, I worry every moment of the day.
That's so draining.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, why don't we tell people how they can help themselves?
Absolutely, and if I can give you a couple of things that to help you with your the worry that you have about someone that you love and care about, just for instance, being able to take a deep breath right now or at any time when we're under stress or when we're really upset or worried can really help us a great deal. So there's acupressure points that are right underneath your collarbone. So right now I'm holding the phone with one hand.
For my listeners, because I have you on so that I am hands-free. So
okay.
For all of my listeners who have anxiety right now, why don't we all do this together? So since I can't see you and my listeners can't see you, how do we know where to put our fingers?
Okay. So if you take one of your hands and feel your collarbone,
okay,
and in the center of your collarbone it comes to a head. In other words, there's two bumps. These two bumps are directly beneath your throat. So if you go from your throat all the way down to where the collarbone is, you'll feel these two bumps, which are the heads of the collarbone or the clavicle. And so if you put your thumb on one of them and you put your index finger on the other and go slowly downward off of this bump into the next dip that you feel and press in firmly, you'll be able to feel like, oh, there's a little sore spot in there. Now, as you apply the pressure with your thumb and your index and middle finger on the other side, press in slowly and firmly until you feel a little bit of a soreness. So you're so that you're in a dip.
I think I have that.
Okay. So now that you have the firm pressure, now breathe into it. Breathe slowly and deeply into the pressure that you're applying. And it'll give you something to breathe into. This is the last point on the kidney meridian. So the kidney in traditional Chinese medicine is not only meant to filter the water, which we know from Western medicine, but in traditional Chinese medicine, the kidneys are also the energy storage tanks of your body. The kidneys are where they're located actually in the lower back, but the channel that goes up your body ends right at these points that I'm having you hold underneath your collarbone. Now, if you breathe deeply, it can help you counteract your stress and make you feel better. Mentioned anxiety, and I can point you to another point. But before we go on to another point, let's see if you have any questions about this one.
Yeah, I can feel a difference. It's a subtle difference, but a difference.
Okay, good. Now, you can imagine if you multiply that difference if we just did this for 20 seconds. Now, if you do it for 2 minutes, that's six times longer, and you'll probably get five or six times more benefit. So what I encourage you and the audience, anybody out there who's listening right now, who's interested in helping yourself, if you're ever tired or depressed, use these points on your chest. So in other words, these are the points that are right underneath your collarbone, and you're pressing in thumb on one side, fingers on the other, and you're giving firm pressure. Now, if it hurts, it's like, oh my God, that really hurts, then you're doing it too fast or too hard. It should, if it hurts at all, it should hurt good. Now, what you want to do is to meet that pressure that you're giving with your thumb and fingers on these points with your breath. So you want to breathe into the pressure you're applying. And it's the combination of slow, even, deep breathing while you apply the pressure that makes self-acupressure so effective for self-treatment, for self-healing.
Now, let me just ask you a question. You have, you give, I guess, acupressure point numbers for these things for people. If they did get your book, which one of these points would it be? What's the name of it?
The number on an acupressure chart or an acupuncture chart or in my book will be K, as K as in kitty, and then a space 27. It's the 27th point on the kidney meridian.
Okay.
And it's called the elegant mansion point. Now, let me just tell you, let me break that down for you, why it's called that. Elegant is describing a clearing. When you feel clear, you feel better. When your breath is clear, when your thoughts are clear, you feel better. And that's the elegance. So this point can help to clear congestion in your chest, congestion in your lungs, and can help clear your energy if you're feeling uptight or you're feeling depressed. You hold these points and you use the points and breathe and the breathing with it for 2 to 3 minutes, slow, deep breathing through your nose if possible. So that's the elegance. Now, I said the point is called the elegant mansion point, K27. The mansion is the chest. So this point clears the chest and makes you feel better.
Okay. Thank you for doing that.
Good. Let me show you. When you mentioned that you're worried about your friend who, you know, could die any moment, and you're worried about it, when you mentioned it, you then said anxiety. And so since so many people suffer from anxiety, I want to tell you a point that you all will be able to get without even having to see it. Now, my book is very visual. It's got 400 illustrations, so you'll be able to see these things very clearly. But since I'm over the radio right now, I want you to take one hand that's free and place it on your breastbone. Okay? I want to encourage you to have your fingers on the center of your chest. So this is in between your breasts, whether you're a man or a woman, on your breastplate. That's what's called the sternum. And if you rub against this bone, you'll find that, oh my goodness, there's bumps there. You feel it? You're right in the center, at in between. So if you drew a line from your stomach all the way up to your throat, I want you to be right in between there.
Okay.
Okay, on the center of your chest, on the breastplate. And if you rub up and down and you feel those bumps, I want to encourage you to place your fingertips in between the bumps, so that your fingers will be spread a little bit. There'll be a little bit of space between your fingers. And I want to encourage you to press into the dips between those bumps and press firmly. Now, if these points are blocked, it'll feel sore because the energy is not going through the points. You need to press firm enough to feel like, oh, that feels good, or it hurts good. I don't want it to hurt bad. Now that you're applying the pressure there, take some slow, deep breaths into the pressure. Nice, slow, even, deep breaths. If you take 3 or 4 or 5 very slow, even, deep breaths while you hold this point, I'll bet you anything, if you have any anxiety, it will be decreased significantly in a minute or two.
Actually, see what a fun money, very subtle, but still it's there, released across my shoulders.
Wow.
That's funny.
Great. That's great. So that's a referred benefit. I mean, it's like other people listening who aren't experiencing that, they're thinking, huh, that's, I'm not experiencing that. Well, when you're pressing these acupuncture points, but we're using acupressure, you get a benefit in different parts of your body miraculously. That's why this is an ancient form of healing that originated in China over 5,000 years ago, because these points are linked up. How are they linked up? There's channels of healing energy that run through the body. This is not well known in Western medicine. This is Eastern, traditional Chinese medicine. And acupressure came way before acupuncture. It's ancient. And you can do it yourself and get great benefit. You don't have to have any tools. All you have to do is know a few points and take deep breaths while you hold them. It's fantastic because it's accessible. It doesn't cost you anything. Acupressure. It's just using, you know, your fingers to press these points that have been used for thousands of years in China. And we all know that, you know, the Chinese really is a culture that's been developed over thousands of years, and they developed all kinds of inventions. And one of them was healing. In the healing arts, acupressure, which is what I've been doing for over 40 years, is...
Could I ask you some questions?
Sure, I'd love you to.
You brought up on that first little test, sample test that we did, you talked about the kidneys and what they did. Could we go through a list of some problems that people have and some, you know, organ issues or some diseases or some emotional problems that people have? And like, you've got this list in your in the book called Acupressure for Emotional Healing. You start off talking about abandonment, addiction, anger, anxiety, codependence, depression, incest, and you go on and on, PTSD. Could we talk about where those emotions, what kind, if they have those issues, what kind of problems they could expect, health problems they could expect to arise from that, so that they can identify and say, oh, yeah, you know, I had that happen to me, and I'm having this problem, and maybe if I do this thing, it'll help. Does that make sense?
Yes, it sure does.
I want to be
as clear as possible that, first of all, I'm not a medical doctor, and so I don't treat disease. Acupressure does do is it.
Let me do one thing, because that's kind of my job. I fell down on my job here. Dr. Gosch is not a medical doctor, and I'm not a medical doctor, and neither one of us are attempting to diagnose or treat you. The information that we're giving you on this show tonight is exactly that, informational purposes only. It's up to you to take this information and do your homework and take it to your health care provider. So we got that covered now. So,
well, absolutely. And what I want to stress is that what acupressure does is it increases the circulation. So it really brings out the cell, your ability, your body's ability to help cure itself, to help promote its own healing. So here's another way of thinking about it. Acupressure releases stress and tension very effectively. Now, let's say you have a common complaint or an ailment. Let's say that's even a medical ailment like asthma. When a person who has asthma is under stress, it worsens their asthma. Since acupressure releases the stress, it can help reduce an asthmatic attack. It can enable you to free up your breathing so it's easier to breathe. And if you continue to do it, it can prevent further asthmatic attacks. It can make you actually be not susceptible to as much stress and asthma. Now, the same thing would be true if you had menstrual cramps. When you're under stress, of course, the cramping is going to be worse because the stress is going to cause more hormonal imbalance. And so since acupressure increases the circulation and reduces the stress, it's going to be able to help you if you have PMS or if you have menstrual cramps, just as an example. So
as a matter of fact, someone actually called me about their child having asthma and what something they could do for it. So where would that person have that child pressed?
It was one word that you said. I didn't hear it. It was somebody who called, and that person, the child had
asthma.
Asthma. I'm sorry.
So, and you just happened to bring that up. So where would I tell that woman to have that her child press?
Well, first of all, since asthma is worsened by stress, and kids are under a lot of stress, there's a lot of pressure in kids' lives. And, you know, they need support. They need to be seen. They need to be loved. And so, you know, this touch that I'm talking about that you can do on yourself, you can also do to others. And you can transmit caring and love through the way you touch somebody and the way you touch yourself. It's an act of loving. And so, you know, a lot of people who have asthma, you know, that's one of the signs of it. Now, you might say, no, my asthma is exacerbated or worsened by certain allergies. And maybe the child has allergic reactions and it's causing the asthma. Well, of course, you want to avoid an environment, you know, if the person is allergic to smoke and they live with a smoker or they're allergic to certain foods, they should avoid those kinds of things. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
But in terms of acupressure, what points do you use to answer your question? The first point that comes to my mind is the point I just showed you, which is the K27 point right underneath the collarbone that you can do with just one hand, thumb on one side, fingers on the other, and so that you will be just a half of an inch below your collarbone and into the hollow spaces. Now, there's other acupressure points for asthma on the chest. So if you feel across your chest, beneath your collarbone, on your pectoralis muscles, those are those muscles that you can develop if you do push-ups. Well, if those muscles are tight, it makes it harder to breathe. When you apply the pressure to that muscle, there's a number of acupressure points. I'm going to describe a point right now that's fantastic not only for asthma, but for difficulty breathing and also for stress. And it's on the outer part of your chest. So if you take one of your hands and place it on your opposite armpit crease and follow that crease up. The armpit crease has a curve to it, a natural curve. Follow that natural curve up to the upper part of your chest. And you can do it on both sides or on one side at a time. This is where I'm bringing you to is an acupressure point. That's the first point on the lung meridian. And it's a fantastic point for helping a person who's also going through emotional sensitivities or has difficulty in their life because they're depressed or they have anxiety or they have difficulty breathing. Now, some people have some of those things and not all of them. This point will be good for those things, for reducing your anxiety, for reducing your stress. What do? You rub to feel in the upper, outer part of your chest, below your collarbone, for a kind of a knot, a tightness. And when you find the right spot and you press it firmly, just the right amount of pressure for you, this point is LU1 on an acupuncture chart or an acupressure chart.
I'm following your chart as you talk. Sorry.
And the name of the point is significant. It's really got a beautiful name. This point is called letting go. You know anybody who needs to let go? Now, some people are, you know, they need to let go emotionally. They need to cry. and they need support, or they need to let go of what they're holding on to. Or let's say, this is a great point, for instance, for grief. When somebody is grieving and they need to let go of somebody who has died, or right now you need to let go of your stress and worry. I mean, what's going to happen is going to happen to this person you love. And if he gets killed, he gets killed, but you need to let go of some of your worry and stress. And what's great is to be able to breathe. And this point will enable you to breathe deeper when you hold it. You can hold it with on one side or on both sides at the same time. The most effective way for holding this point, if you've got both hands free, is to cross your wrists so that your right hand is on your left, the upper part of your left chest, and your left hand is on the upper part of your right chest. And then you rub to find where the sore, tight spot is in the upper part of your chest, and begin long, deep breathing, and hold the point for a minute or two. And if your breathing is deep, like this, you're going to begin to feel the benefits. It's going to start to release the soreness or the pressure, and you're going to start to feel some lightness of being. You know, the heaviness that we feel is a result of this energy in our body being blocked. Where does this energy get blocked? Right at the acupressure points, the points that we're describing in the next half hour. So I hope that you'll follow with me, because there's 365 traditional points. Now, out of all those points, there's certain points that are really powerful, really potent. So that's why I called my book, that is my best-selling book, it's called Acupressure's Potent Points. And by the way, my last name is really easy to get. It's only four letters. It's Gok, which, let me spell it for you. It's just like the composer Bach, but it's got a G on it. So it's G-A-C-H. And so I'm Michael Gok. And I just want to mention, those of you that are listening and you're interested in helping yourself or helping others with acupressure, go to my website, which is called acupressure.com. A-C-U, and then the word pressure. That's all one word, acupressure.com. And you'll see articles, and you can sign up for free articles to be delivered into your inbox that I spend a lot of time with, because I want to get this healing information to people everywhere. And within the last year and a half, I now am sending these articles out to over 12,000 people all over the world, because people want to be able to help themselves. And they write to me, they send me their comments on the blog, and they're blown away, and because I'm giving out this free healing information. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Help our brothers and sisters and move things along in life. There's just so much stress. Look, I'll tell you my story in a nutshell. I was born in Los Angeles, and I watched people, as I was growing up in this society, get more and more full of stress. And I just wanted to make a difference. So I searched. And in the search, I actually found that I was depressed at times, and when I didn't have a way to give and a way to release my own stress. And so I found that acupressure has just been a godsend for me, because it's helped me whenever I have an ache or a pain. I hold a point near it and do the deep breathing. And I go in, wherever I go, I have a universal way to help people.
So I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. When people are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. When people are trying to locate the spot, how do they know when they have it? And I'm asking that because I'm looking at this page here in your book where you talk about pay attention to the pulse if it's faint or throbbing? Mm-hmm. What else do they look for? How do they know they have that right exact spot?
Well, there's two major types of points. The points that are related to the bone structure are going to be in dips. So I was telling you about that point that's on the center of your breastbone. I said, feel for those bumps. It's in the dips. And the first point that I was talking about, the K27 point, that's underneath the collarbone that you can press that. I said, find the collarbone, go below the bone structure and go into the dips. Some points are in dips. They're in joints. If you have a joint that is painful, there are points that you can hold that will help to relieve at least some of your pain. It's very helpful. And so these points are all in my book and all illustrated. Now, there's other points, like the last point I was talking about, in the upper outer part of the chest for the lungs. It's in a muscle, so it's when the muscle's tight, it's going to feel like a knot. Now, for all the points, when you really get the point, it's going to feel like, whoa, oh, wow, I feel that. Now, if you go in too hard, it's going to feel like, whoa, that really hurts. That's when you're hitting the points. I don't want you to hit the points. I want you to go into the points gradually and hold them and take deep breaths so that if it hurts at all, it hurts good. Now, when the point releases, this is part of your question, is, you know, how do you find it? What do you feel for? And I'm saying, you feel for the tension, and you hold right on it, or you go into these indentations, and where it's sore, that's the point, and you breathe into it. How do you know when the point releases? How long do you hold it? Well, you hold it until you feel like that soreness is diminishing, is releasing, it feels like, oh wow, I don't feel it anymore. So then you can go into a little different spot and hold it in a little different way and get a different part of the blockage. Also, when you hold the points lightly at the end of holding any point, which is what I recommend for greatest results, because it'll seal the healing energy at the point. You may feel a pulsation. Now, that's a good sign. It means that the energy is actually flowing through the point. Does that answer your question?
Yes. And let's talk about some other things. I know that this particular kind of therapy helps with things like high blood pressure, and perhaps I can imagine it would help with
rage. If somebody
has
high blood pressure, I recommend they go see a doctor. You know, and if you've seen a doctor and you're on whatever medication he or she is prescribing, and you want to do more than this, you know, this is a more of a natural remedy. So I just want to say that, you know, you can release your stress, and that release of your stress can certainly have an effect on your blood pressure naturally. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Where would someone press? Give my audience, if I want to give them some tools to go away with tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Well, all the points we've already mentioned, I would recommend to soothe and heal your cardiovascular system and to benefit it. And also, I would recommend using the acupressure points that are very hard to reach. And I'm going to tell you how to do it on yourself. If you get two tennis balls and put them in a sock, then tie the sock up so that there's just a little space between the tennis balls. Actually, I would put a wash rag or a sponge that's dry in between the two tennis balls. And then tie up the tennis balls either in a knot or with a twisty or up a piece of rope or anything. And then place those two tennis balls in between your shoulder blades. There's a number of acupressure points that are very, very good for the heart, and I'm talking about the heart physically and emotionally, for benefiting the heart and for balancing the energy that runs through your heart and for increasing your circulation. These are all health benefits. I'm not saying that this is going to treat a heart disease. I think you should go to your doctor for that. But when you were talking about anxiety and just hypertension that's caused from stress, you can relieve your stress and by using these tennis balls, laying down on them and rolling the balls right into an area that hurts good. Now, if it hurts too much, what I recommend is that you take those tennis balls and wrap them up in a towel. Lie down on them again. And now, when the balls are going to press the points a little more gently because it'll be the softness. What I'm describing is a tool that you can use at home, free, that will get the points and relieve stress and tension. These points in between your shoulder blades are also excellent if you know anybody who has insomnia, who has difficulty sleeping. And I put together a special guided self-healing audio that you can download off of my website called Sleep Better, and it'll guide you into doing these types of things so that you can get a good night's sleep and actually sleep better.
Okay. Could we talk about a couple of more? We got about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Could we talk about a couple of more problems? I know so many people have sexual abuse issues, and so many people have PTSD and abandonment and addiction issues. Could we talk about those a little bit? Tell the people where some points they can try for those things.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so important to be able to feel free to be able to access and feel your body. And with the kind of things that you've just mentioned, what results is numbness, not being able to feel yourself. And it's our right, it's our birthright to be able to touch ourselves with purpose and with love and caring and be able to massage our necks and our backs and be able to help ourselves. So when you're holding these points and breathing deeply, it's actually an act of love. You could be laying in bed, or you could be in the bathtub, or you could be in a chair, and hold these points that I've been talking about, and it will be very helpful. Now, somebody has been abused. They've been most likely abused through words or touch, or it's very scary. And by being able to hold the acupressure points, for instance, the points on the chest that I've been talking about, and breathing deeply can help immensely to be able to breathe deep, have greater awareness and healing energy. And each breath that you take that's deeper than you normally take is an actual love of healing yourself and loving yourself. And it is very powerful. And there are very specific points, and that's why I wrote a whole volume called Acupressure for Emotional Healing that has specific formulas, point formulas, and also very wonderful affirmations that you can say to yourself to get your mind into a positive place. Because the more we keep worrying and stressing out, the more we're going against ourselves. What I'm interested in is giving people things that they can do for themselves so that they can benefit right away. when you were talking before, you mentioned a whole bunch of emotional things, and we've talked about these points on the chest and the points in between the shoulder blades that you can use with a tennis ball are excellent for emotional healing. But before you asked me that, I was thinking of, what if somebody has cold feet? A lot of people have that. There's acupressure points right on the arches of your feet. And you just press in firmly, and you want to press underneath the bone structure into the arches. So if you were, you have your thumb on the arch of your foot, somewhere, anywhere on the arch, and you flex your foot up and down, your toes up and down, you'll feel like there's a muscle moving and popping out. If you press underneath that muscle or even into it, you'll be getting the acupressure points that are good for foot cramps, for pain in your feet, for numbness in your feet, and also for cold feet. And these are also acupressure points that are good for benefiting your digestive system. There are a whole number of points in here. So just doing a foot massage, which is reflexology. And then if you, what's interesting is if you've heard of reflexology, is that acupressure and reflexology are like, are like brother and sister, healing system. You want to use both the foot and the hand points, as well as the body points that acupressure offers you to be able to heal yourself and to heal others. Also, I want to mention that if any of you have an interest in being a healer, I would recommend studying at the Acupressure Institute, which is in Berkeley, California, and they have intensives. So you can fly into San Francisco and take the shuttle over to Berkeley. And they have housing information, and the teachers are awesome. I teach there twice a year, usually at the end of April and the beginning of December, for a couple of weeks. And I just love to turn people on to what they can do to help themselves and others. But at the Acupressure Institute, and if you just Google Acupressure Institute or just go acupressureinstitute.com, you'll get to their website. And just the people there are just so wonderful. I know you'll be able to trust them. And you'll be able to get certified in this healing art. My emphasis, I ran this school that I'm talking about for over 30 years. And the man who now is running it, Joseph Carter, is just a beautiful person, and the classes and the teachers and the trainings are fantastic. So I just wanted to mention that. My emphasis now is to show people self-healing through my books, through my my videos, and through the free blog that I'm offering. So if you want something for free that's healing, just go to acupressure.com, and that's spelled A-C-U, pressure, acupressure, A-C-U, pressure.com. And if you see the rainbow buttons on the left, you know you're in the right place. If you fill out the little box that's right there on the right, and you just put in your name and email address, you'll get my free articles and video clips that show you how to heal yourself. And I know it sounds miraculous, but this is happening. Check it out. To make sure that you're on my blog, you'll get an automatic email that just to verify that you're you, and click on that to make sure that you know that's verified that you are you, and then I'll be sending you twice a month healing information that'll be very accessible. I'll show you charts of the points. And you'll get a little clip that's the 3-5 minute clip of my actually demonstrating on your video screen on your computer how to do these self treatment techniques.
I'd also like to ask you about the PTSD, and there was one more. Oh, sexual abuse, because just over the years, after having interviewed so many people, I know there is a lot of that out there. Could you help some people know some things that they could do for relief with those things?
Eva, it's the most important thing in the world. You know, when somebody has been hurt, who's been traumatized, sexually or physically, you know, the body stores these experiences, unless they've been worked out. And, you know, you probably can hear it in my voice. It's so important to me. And I realized from the first couple of years, I've been doing acupressure for over 40 years. In the first couple of years, I began to combine humanistic psychology with holding the point. And so I after writing all of my books, I finally wrote a book with a woman named Beth Hemming. And she's, in terms of sexual abuse, she works with so many people and is able to just support them and bring them out. So it's the combination of her and I showing you what points to use. And I suggest you use all the points I've talked about in the beginning of the show. And if you want to see the points, get my book called Acupressure for Emotional Healing. And so the majority of the points are going to be at the level of the chest, because that's where the heart is located emotionally, to heal the heart. What I'm saying to you is that when a person has been traumatized, they've been hurt or abused or attacked, those experiences are registered in the body, in our muscles. And what happens is that our energy system blocks up. And that's why acupressure is so effective. Because when you hold these points, the feelings or the images of the experience begin to surface and you can release it. Now, if any of you know somebody who has been traumatized sexually or has been attacked, or has PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. It's just a fancy word for all of the things that can come up as a result of being traumatized. And acupressure is so effective for being able to help yourself and help others just by holding
the point. Can you give us some of the points that they could practice now while you're on the phone?
Absolutely. The most important point is that point I was telling you about right on the center of your breastbone. It's called the Sea of Tranquility point. And let me say, tell those of you that tuned in or weren't sure of where I was describing it, it's right in the center of your chest. You're on your breastbone, nowhere near your breast. On a man, if you drew a line between his nipples, it would be right in the center. Rub in that area, and you'll feel an indentation. So this point is located in between, if you drew a line from your stomach all the way up to your throat, right in the center of that line, on the center of your breastbone, are indentations in between the bumps. So rub and feel the bumps and use all of your fingertips, your index, your middle, and your ring finger, and hold firmly there and take slow, deep breathing. This point is called the Sea of Tranquility and will help you if you're ever anxious. And certainly, it's common if somebody has been sexually abused or been attacked or been in very, very stressful situations where they've been attacked emotionally or in the past from your parents. When these emotions are coming up, hold this point at the center of your breastbone and breathe slow, even, and deep. And within a couple of minutes, you'll feel calmer and you'll feel more in touch with your emotion. So this is a point that everybody can do. What's interesting, I find, is if you bring the palms of your hands together in front of you, in yoga we call this prayer pose, and you bring, if some of you are trying this out, just bring the palms together in front of you, and now bring your hands right up against your breastbone, and your knuckle of your thumb will be pressing this exact point. If you're in a chair right now, and you bring the palms together, your palms together, and bring the back of your knuckles of your thumbs right against the breastbone to press the point, close your eyes, take nice deep breaths. Of course, don't do this if you're driving. And within 2 minutes, you'll feel so much calmer, lighter, and just feel so much better. Isn't that great?
Yes, it is. Are there any more that you press besides that one for sexual abuse and PTSD?
Absolutely. With sexual abuse, it taxes the kidneys, because with sexual abuse, there's lots of fears and natural phobias that come up because you've been hurt. And so you can rub your lower back briskly if it's aching, and bring the backs of your hands against your lower back and rub up and down and create a heat. And that's going to be good for lower back ache. You can hold the points with your fingertips or with your thumb. That's going to enable you, if you work on these points in the lower back. Now, where in the lower back?
Now, what number, and we've only got about 4 minutes left. What number?
Okay, let me just answer my own question. Where in the lower back? Find your belly button. It's at the level of your belly button. Go from your belly button all the way around to your lower back, and it's right at that level. And it'll be, there's 2 points. One, and they're both on either side. So, and they're called the Sea of Vitality points. And these points will enable you to develop courage and will help to treat your lower back and benefit your kidneys. Your kidneys will become more healthy. Not like you're treating your kidneys. If you need a treatment for your kidneys medically, go to a doctor. But if you want your kidneys to be better and be able to enable your body to have more healing energy, then hold these points and do deep breathing, holding these points for 2 to 3 minutes. You can lie down on your back on the tennis balls, and they can press the points. I'm sorry I interrupted you. You had a question, but I wanted to
know. Oh, no, that was it. I wanted to know, because I'm looking at your chart when you talk, so I want to, what was that number for that chart?
Oh, so the number of these 2 points in the lower back, if you have an acupressure or an acupuncture chart, would be B23 and B47. And those points are called the Sea of Vitality. So they benefit the kidneys. The kidneys, when they're in good shape, give us vitality. When we're under stress, our kidneys get drained. The energy in our kidneys get drained. And so acupressure can really help fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, using these points in the lower back.
Okay, thank you.
One thing I want everybody to know is that these acupressure points are good for many, many things, because they're connected via the healing channels called meridians. And so they're, you know, it may seem weird to you that one point can be good for 15, 20 different things, but that's the way acupressure and acupuncture work.
Okay, tell us one more time the names of the books that you've written so people will know what you got, because we got about 3 minutes left.
Okay,
and
sure.
Where they can find them, because these really are easy to understand for the average person. It's just really easy and are very well illustrated. I mean, even I can do these, so they're great.
I think I sent you a couple of DVDs.
I didn't get any DVDs. Got 2 books.
One of the things I have about this whole doing this is you need to see it, and you need the timing, and you need to breathe deeply. And I give you all that in my DVDs, because you can see it, and it's not, my DVDs aren't talking about this stuff. It's actually guiding you to actually heal yourself with these. So when you go to my website, which is acupressure.com, now spell acupressure with one C, A-C-U, and then pressure. You can spell pressure, P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E.com. And when you're at my site, you'll be able to see, click on my books or my DVDs or my audio tapes, which are the CDs. And you can now order the CDs and download some of them. Download them. This month, I'm going to enable. I've got it all together, and I'm going to. There's a CD on stress, and it's called Stress Relief. And you'll be able to download that into your computer, have it for life, and be able to have my voice guiding you how to press the points. On my website, you will be able to see illustrations, free. This is free. It's on my website, acupressure.com, where the points are, what the techniques are, what the exercises are that press these points. So that my aim is to make this accessible so you can get this healing information and help yourself and show other people so they can help themselves. We need this for the world, for peace and just to make this a better life.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know if you're still willing to do that, but I'm in the process. You know, I get all these books from these fabulous alternative health practitioners and scientists who do work in consciousness for my radio show, and I'm in the process of making an arrangement with the hospital up here in this rural community where I live. They're building on a new functional medical center, and they're going to make a little part of the library where I'm going to donate all of my books.
If you
are still willing to give me a copy of those CDs, I will put them there and share them with these people. Because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to make a library so that everybody, and I live in this rural Appalachian community where people need help. If you're willing to do that, I would be so glad to put them there.
I'd be glad to. And the titles of the two CDs that are most accessible and that I think that people will be able to get the most healing is called Acupressure for Stress Release. It's called Acupressure for Stress Relief. And that's how you can do acupressure in a chair to relieve your shoulders and neck and relieve headaches. And it's just miraculous what you can do with that. And the other DVD that I recommend is called Stress Less. And it's a DVD that shows you how to do breathing exercises. Fantastic, easy standing up breathing exercises that were used for thousands of years in China. And when you combine that with acupressure, the breathing with acupressure, you can really heal yourself.
Thank you, Michael. We're out of time, but I'm grateful for the work that you've done and the energy that you've put into these two fabulous books. And I just sent it out on my Facebook, if anybody whoever follows me on Facebook, the link to where you can get these books. So thank you so much, and maybe you can come back sometime.
Blessings to you.
Thank you so much.
And to everybody that's been listening, and I hope that you'll hold the points and breathe deeply and discover the benefits.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.